welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Leo, and Emily.
Hello! And each episode we'll tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you.
So first, we would like to say a big thank you to those of you who have shown interest in being a guest teller.
Yes, we can't wait to hear your stories. We gave you some hints and some tips last time, didn't we, Leo?
Yeah.
So if you keep practicing your story, practice telling it, and then you can record it, send us your recording and we'll have a listen. Quite exciting, isn't it, Leo?
Yeah. And now we'd like to use this opportunity to give a shout out to another story podcast.
Oh, brilliant. It's really lovely to connect with other podcasters who enjoy creating story content for imaginative minds just like yours at home.
So we want to tell you about a podcast we know you'll enjoy.
Yeah.
It's called the Kids Stories Podcast.
Kids Stories Podcast.
It's hosted by Phil Bechtel, who reads original stories.
What do you mean original stories?
That means he's made them up.
Oh, brilliant. Like, well, what examples?
Well, you can hear about the ninjas of Valley Town.
Oh, they're very cool.
And Dropkick Kitty Cat.
Oh, he may be called Snowflake, but he's no snowflake.
And Homus Wrinklesmith, the chicken wizard?
The chicken wizard. Do not underestimate the magical power of a talking chicken with human hands as feet.
It's zany, it's mad, it's brilliant.
And if you like the sound of that, then just click the link in the show notes and listen to the Kids Stories Podcast today.
Well, I think it's time for some more shout-outs.
Yeah, who have we got today, Leo?
Firstly, we have a shout-out to Paulina, who is 5, and Tony, who is 4, and Anjay, who is 1, from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, folks!
Hi, folks!
Thanks for listening!
Next, we have a shout-out to Brandon, who is 5, and his mummy and daddy, Matt and Nola.
Hi, Brandon!
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Matt
and Nola!
Thanks for listening!
Here's a shout out to Bear, who's 10. He lives in Texas, north of Dallas, and his favourite episode is The Sun King.
Oh, I like that episode too. Hi, Bear.
Hi, Bear.
Thanks for listening.
Next, we have a shout out to Finley, who is 8, and Ellen, who is 6, from Minnesota. The snow is just melting there, so they love the springtime stories.
Oh, yes, spring is coming. Hi, Finley.
Hi, Finley.
Hi, Ellen.
Thanks for listening. We also have a shout out to Nelly in Devon, who is 6. She's had chicken pox, so we hope this shout out makes you feel better.
Oh, chicken pox is horrible, isn't it, Leo?
Yeah.
Oh, feel better, Nelly.
Feel better, Nelly.
Thanks for listening.
Here's a shout out to our super fans.
Super fans.
Astrid in Sweden.
Hi, Astrid.
And Enzo in New Jersey.
Hi, Enzo.
And Jake and Dylan in Brighton.
The cousins.
The cousins.
Hi, folks. Thanks for listening.
And finally, here's a birthday shout out to Richard, who just turned 8. He lives in Indiana with Theodore, who is 6, and Elliot, who is 2.5.
2.5? Do you mean 2.5
yeah.
years old? Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard. Happy birthday.
Hi, Theodore.
Hi, Elliot.
Thanks for listening. Oh, that was brilliant. 2.5. Remember, if you at home would like to have a shout out on our podcast, then all you need to do is get in touch with us. You can do that through the Dragonfly Tales Facebook group. And we now have a chat where you can type up your shout out request. And I can see it really clearly. If you don't use Facebook, though, you can email us at emilydragonflytales@gmail.com.
Tell us your age and your town, please.
Age and town, definitely. And I will put all of that information in the show notes.
So, Emily, what's your story today?
Well, Leo, my story is very old and very long. It's so long we can't actually do it in one episode.
A two-parter?
Yes, we're going to do a two-parter.
Hey, I know what that means.
What does it mean?
It's got to be one of those big myths, an epic adventure.
Oh, where do you think it's from?
Like Indian?
Could be.
Or Norse? Are we doing Ragnarok?
No, we're not doing it. We will do Ragnarok, but not yet.
Okay.
But can you think of somewhere else where epic stories come from?
China? The Monkey King would be good.
Oh, the Monkey King is a brilliant story. But it's not from China.
Then I guess it must be ancient Greece.
Bingo! We are heading to the realm of the Olympian gods. Let's see how much you know about your gods. Zeus.
The king of the gods.
Absolutely. Poseidon.
The lord of the sea.
Hades.
Lord of the underworld.
And they're brothers, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They rule the three realms.
Yeah, they're like the big trio, you know?
The big trio. Aphrodite.
Yeah, the goddess of love.
Cool. Hermes.
The messenger of gods.
Well done, yeah. And Athena.
Goddess of wisdom and war.
Absolutely.
Seems a bit strange, that.
Why?
Well, war isn't wise at all, is it?
Yeah, so she's the goddess of war and wisdom. No, war's not very wise. I think we can safely say that war is a game with no real winners. Everybody loses something or somebody.
Exactly.
And that can make people very protective over what they have. And it can also make the gods very bored. They get restless and they like playing around with us mere mortals. So, how do you think we should start this story?
I think we should start long ago in ancient Greece.
As you wish. Long ago in ancient Greece, deep under the Mediterranean Sea, there lived a powerful sea witch. She was frightening to behold, part human, part giant water snake, with huge fangs, a rippling scaly body, and flowing seaweed-like hair. She had five daughters, just as monstrous as their mother, and all of them were immortal.
Like gods?
Yes, they could not die. And now she was giving birth to her sixth child, another girl.
Oh, another slithery, slimy sea creature?
No, this child was different.
Hmm.
Her skin was smooth and shimmered like the inside of an oyster shell. Her hair was as red and curling as a sparkling coral, and her eyes were as green as emeralds. She was mortal. Her mother called her Medusa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I thought Medusa was a hideous monster who turned people to stone.
Does she sound hideous?
No, she sounds beautiful. No snakes in her hair.
Indeed. Medusa grew into a beautiful young woman, quite unlike her siblings. Three of her sisters were actually born old and grey. And the other two had forked tongues, burning eyes, and a mass of slithering snakes for hair. They were all jealous of their sister, and she liked it. On sunny days, she would sit on a rock, the white sea foam tickling her toes, and brush her long red hair with a pearl comb. And that is when Poseidon saw her. Do you remember him?
Oh, of course. Greek gods and goddesses are very fond of pretty mortals, aren't they?
And who's Poseidon? He's the god of what?
The sea.
Indeed. The god of the sea was enchanted by her beauty and wished to marry her. He sent her wondrous gifts every day. Mother of pearl, bits of sunken treasure, glittering coral, every colour of the rainbow. And he asked her to marry him every day, and every day she refused. Medusa liked the attention, but Poseidon was getting annoyed.
Oh, he doesn't like her stringing him along.
Mm. So he asked Medusa to meet him one moonlit night on the shore.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
The summer rain came down in warm, fat droplets, so Poseidon suggested that they take shelter in a nearby temple.
I smell a plan.
Medusa, you are beautiful, said Poseidon. Am I? How beautiful. You are more beautiful than all my sea nymphs. Poseidon, I will not marry you. But I am a god, and I must have a worthy wife, and you, Medusa, are very beautiful. More beautiful, even, than Athena herself.
Oh, no.
Me? More beautiful than the goddess Athena herself?
Don't say that!
the oil lamps in the temple blew out. Poseidon transformed himself into a white seagull and flew swiftly back to his ocean kingdom, his gull cry sounding a little like laughter, leaving Medusa alone in the temple.
Wait, whose temple was it? Oh no.
There was a flash of light, so bright it nearly blinded Medusa, and when she looked again, there, floating before her, grey eyes filled with fury, was Athena. How dare you insult me in my own temple, mortal? You think yourself more beautiful than a goddess? You, whose mother is a slithering hag and whose sisters are monsters?
Please, Athena, Poseidon tricked me.
Yeah, Poseidon tricked her.
Silence, girl. For this insult to me in my own temple, I shall take from you that which you love most, your beauty. I shall transform you into a monster so hideous that anyone who looks at you will turn to stone.
Here it comes.
Medusa's hair began curling up around her neck, writhing up over her head. Her skin became covered with thick scales. Her nails became claws. Her tongue became long and forked. And her head burned and writhed with a mass of hissing and spitting serpents.
This is the Medusa I know.
Please, make it stop!
Oh, it will stop one day when the son of Zeus will claim your head. Athena was gone. Medusa, now transformed into a hideous gorgon, slithered away in search of her two immortal sisters, who lived in a cave at the edge of the world. And as she travelled, her misery turned into spite. Her fear turned to anger. She left a trail of stone statues behind her as she went. Athena's curse was strong, and no one could look on Medusa without turning to stone.
I don't know. It's like I'm really scared of her.
She is quite scary.
But I also feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the son of Zeus Athena mentioned?
Ah, yes, the son of Zeus. Well, he's only a baby, and he's just arrived with his mother on the island of Seriphos. They were fished out of the water by an old fisherman called Dictys.
Fished out?
Yeah. They were inside a huge wooden trunk. They were starving, dying of thirst, when Dictys hauled them out onto the shore. He couldn't believe his eyes when he opened it and found a young woman and her baby. How did you get in there?
How did she get in there?
The woman spoke. I am Danae, princess of Argos. This is my son, Perseus. We were banished to the sea by my father, King Acrisius.
What kind of a father would do that?
Well, a father who is very paranoid he's going to be killed by his grandson.
I don't get it.
Well, King Acrisius of Argos was told a prophecy by a priestess that if his daughter Danae ever had a child, that child would kill him. So he locked his daughter Danae away in a tower so she could never meet anyone, never get married, and never have children.
That must have been horrible for her. But it didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't. You see, Danae was very beautiful.
Oh, and the gods of Olympus can't resist a pretty face.
Particularly Zeus, who was always falling in love with humans.
Let me guess. So he fell in love with Danae?
Yes, he did. And he visited her, locked in the tower. He disguised himself as a shower of gold.
Whoa.
Yes, gods can transform themselves into all sorts of things. And as the god Zeus rained down on Danae, she realised she was going to have a child. And Zeus was the father.
A demigod?
A demigod. When he was born, she called him Perseus. And oh, how she loved him. Danai tried to hide him from her father, the king, but, you know, babies, they cry.
Yeah, a lot, and you would know.
And soon the king discovered him. This child will be my doom. They must both die. But I will not offend the gods. I will not kill them with my own hand. I will give them up to the sea. And he commanded that his own daughter and his grandson be put in a wooden trunk and cast in the sea to die.
But they didn't die.
No, they didn't. Zeus asked his brother Poseidon to calm the seas and guide them to safety. After several days, they floated to the island of Seriphos.
And got caught in the fisherman's net.
Exactly.
Well, I hope they find peace there.
Well, they did, for a while. Old Dictys was kind and provided them with a place to live, a fresh fish that he caught, fruit to eat, and soon Perseus was thriving. Can you imagine? He grew up swimming in the sea, diving for oysters, riding horses along the beach. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes. He helped Dictys haul in fish while his mother Danai tended a small vegetable garden. Everything was lovely. As the sun set each evening and the stars came out, Perseus and his mother would look up at the heavens, telling each other stories about the stars, their patterns and shapes.
I bet Zeus could see them.
He could. Zeus was looking down. He watched with pride as his son grew into a strong, young man.
I wish my dad was a god.
I am a god.
But Zeus wasn't the only one watching the family. Dictys had a brother, Polydectes, who just so happened to be the king of the island of Seriphos.
That's good, right? He has royal connections.
Yes, but Polydectes was not a good king. That's why the brothers hadn't spoken. He was greedy and boastful and demanded things all the time, and he claimed that he always got what he wanted. And when he caught a glimpse of beautiful Danai walking along the shore,
he thought she'd make a perfect queen. Gosh, he's just like the other gods.
He thinks he's a god, doesn't he?
Yep.
Exactly. The king, he didn't even ask her permission. His soldiers dragged her to the palace, with Perseus running behind, arguing and shouting to let his mother go. Danai stood in front of the king. Ah, the beauty I saw the other day. Well, it's your lucky day, as it is my wish that you become my queen. We shall hold the marriage ceremony tomorrow. Guards, take her to her new quarters. And then came four very loud shouts. Danai, what? Perseus, what? Zeus, what? Leo,
what? He can't force her to marry him.
Well, that's what Danai said. No, you cannot force me to marry you. Oh, can't I? I'm the king. Perseus pushed his way past the guards and stood in front of his mother, glaring at King Polydectes. My mother said no. Ah, the sun. Perseus, is it? Be a good boy and fall off a cliff or something. But Perseus stood tall and firm. So long as I live and breathe, my mother will never marry you.
Go, Perseus! That must hurt.
The king sat back. How to get rid of the sun forever? An impossible task, perhaps. Ending in certain death? His mind began to twist and turn. An idea slithered its way into his brain, around and around and down to his lips. A deal, then, Perseus. I promise to release your dear mother into your care.
Oh, that's more like it.
If you can bring something to me.
Oh, of course.
I want the head of the Gorgon, Medusa.
Oh, no.
Everyone in the palace gasped. Even Danai and Perseus had heard the stories of the monster so ugly she turned all who looked at her to stone. Do you accept? Of course you do. You see, if you refuse, then it will be death for your mother and for you. You have 3 days. High on Mount Olympus, Zeus began to clench his fists in anger.
Polydectes, how dare you think of such a thing and endanger my son? Athena, daughter, come here. Perseus is in danger.
Yes, father, the Gorgon. It was my doing. I was angry with the mortal. I fear I have punished her too harshly.
Yes, daughter, you made quite a monster. And now my son must face her. He will need your help and protection. Go to him. Oh, and take Hermes with you.
Perseus sat on the shore, throwing pebbles into the sea.
Oh, that's useful, Perseus.
Well, he doesn't know what to do. His mother's been imprisoned in the palace until his quest is complete.
Well, it's a pretty hard position to be in, I can see that.
Yep, I agree.
He's been totally set up by Polydectes. The king always gets what he wants.
He does.
So how do you kill a Gorgon who turns people into stone?
Yeah, as soon as you look at her.
Yeah, he's going to need some serious help.
And at just that moment, it came. Athena, goddess of war and wisdom, and Hermes, swift-footed messenger of the gods, landed gently on the sandy shore either side of Perseus.
Hey, can I be Hermes?
Oh, all right.
Oh, lovely island, this. I could do with a little Greek island holiday.
Perseus nearly jumped out of his skin. Who? What? But Athena got straight to business. Now, listen here, Perseus. I am Athena, goddess of war and wisdom, and this is Hermes. Hermes, take those sunglasses off!
Sorry!
We have come to aid you in your quest. Perseus was astonished. Gods of Olympus? Come to help me? A mere mortal? Yes, well, you're not quite a mortal.
You're Daz the big guy.
Enough, Hermes! Perseus, you are the son of Zeus. And therefore, as your sister, I have come to help you find the Gorgon and destroy her.
You missed the bit about it being your fault. She is even a monster.
Thank you, Hermes. Perseus was in shock. Me? The son of Zeus? But where do I find this Gorgon? It is said she lives at the end of the world.
Oh, look, a shell.
There are those with wisdom of her whereabouts.
Oh, there's something living in it.
Take me to them, said Perseus. I will ask these men for their wisdom.
All right, back to the sea with you. Sorry, Poseidon.
Hermes, stop playing about. You see, that's the trouble with you heroes, Perseus. You think the whole world revolves around men. The ones you seek are not men, but women. And they are dangerous. Siblings of the Gorgons. They are called the Grey Ones. And they live in the mountains to the east. Come, Hermes!
Righto! Ooh, pebble!
No! Perseus felt himself lifted into the air by Athena and Hermes.
Fasten your seatbelt, please, and thank you for travelling with Hermes Airlines.
He was whisked through the sky in what felt like seconds. When they landed, Perseus was stood in front of the mouth of a dark cave. Athena said, Be careful, Perseus. They are old, but they are cunning. If they catch you, they will kill you.
Yeah, you want to watch, old ladies.
The Grey Ones have only one eye and one tooth. If you can steal them, they'll tell you anything you want to know. Good luck, brother.
What do you mean, only one eye and one tooth?
Well, the Grey Ones were old hags. each had one socket in the middle of their foreheads for an eye and one hole in their slimy gums for a tooth. That's... And they had to share, I know, they had to share the tooth and the eye between the three of them.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
It's making me sick.
Their names were Dino, Enyo and Penfredo. And they were the older sisters of the Gorgons.
You did say three of Medusa's sisters were born old and grey.
Mm-hmm. When Perseus entered the stinking cave, the hags heard him.
Who's there? Speak!
Who's got the eye?
I've got the eye. Let's have a look at him.
No, give it to me. I want to see him.
No, you've got the tooth. I'm having the eye.
Okay, this is really weird.
Penfredo pushed the eye into her socket with a horrible squishing sound.
Oh, he's big and strong and handsome.
Let me see him.
No, get off. Welcome, stranger. What is it you want with us?
Perseus stuttered. I have come seeking your wisdom. That is, I need to know where the Gorgon Medusa hides.
Well, we're not going to tell you that, are we? She's our sister and she's very dangerous. Penfredo, give me the eye. I want to see the hunky man.
Perseus watched as Enyo pulled the eye from Penfredo's socket. He leapt forward and snatched it from her hand.
Hey!
Then yanked the tooth from her slimy gums.
What is it?
It's got the eye and the tooth!
It's got the eye and the tooth!
Give it back! No, you get them back! Who do you think you are?
Give them back to us! We want them!
And all three sisters began to wail and moan. They crawled around on the ground trying to find Perseus. Silence! You disgusting hags! I will return them to you. In exchange for the information I seek, where can I find Medusa?
Don't tell him!
Oh, shut up, I'm hungry and I can't eat without the tooth.
Well, you tell him!
No, you tell him, you lost them.
And this went on and on for about 5 minutes, until eventually...
Very well, stranger. She can be found to the east of here, across ragged mountains, down in a cave in the desert of death.
Oh, but I wouldn't go there if I were you. No, she'll turn you to stone.
Yeah.
I've seen him. He'd make a lovely Greek statue. And besides, she's not alone. And our two other sister Gorgons are immortal. So good luck with that.
Now, give us back the eye and the tooth.
Yeah, give us back the eye and the tooth.
Perseus hurled both of them at the hags and they scrabbled around searching for them with their dirty claws.
Where is it?
No, he's over there.
Oh, wow.
As he ran from the cave, Athena and Hermes lifted him up into the air.
Up we go. Where to, Perseus?
There's a problem. She's not alone. She has sisters and they're immortal. And she's able to turn me to stone. I don't stand a chance, Hermes.
Yeah, that does sound like a problem.
Athena thought. Hermes, we shall take him to the Stygian nymphs. They may be able to equip him for the fight.
Good, but my arms are getting tired.
And there I think we should leave them, flying through the air to the island of the Stygian
nymphs. No, no, we can't do that.
Oh, we must.
Come on, please.
We must. It's an epic.
But
it's
I want to know what happens next.
And you will in the next episode. But for now, it's...
No.
Oh, come on. It's...
Dun, dun, to be continued.
Oh, fair enough. To be continued. So, Leo, did you like part one of our story?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
What was your favourite bit so far?
Well, So far, I've really liked the grey ones.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Yeah, they're so disgusting. But they're also really, really funny.
They are quite funny. I don't know if they were funny in the original myth, but I thought it was good to make them funny. I mean, there's something very funny about all of them sharing an eye and one tooth.
I know, right?
You know, I mean, does that mean they have to take turns to eat?
Wait. Oh, now I think about it.
And how do you eat with one? I mean, like, how would you eat an apple with one tooth? It'd take forever, wouldn't
it? Oh, I'm still excited for the rest of the story,
Absolutely.
Though.
I wonder what the nymphs will provide Perseus with to help him on his quest. Because he hasn't really got any weapons or anything, has he?
Maybe he'll defeat Medusa, or will he be turned into a statue? We'll find out next episode.
Next episode.
So that's it for this episode. Make sure you listen to part two, which is coming soon. I definitely need to know what happens next.
Yes, and if you're enjoying our podcast, what we would really love is if you leave us a review saying how much you love us, what your favourite stories are.
5-star, please.
And give us 5 stars. And if you can, make a little donation on the website to keep us going. And
thank you so much.
You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily and Leo.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll be back with part two soon.
But until then, a tale half told leaves us searching for more.
But we have the other half, you can be sure.
Bye!
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Leo and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Dragonfly Tales Pod, and follow us on Twitter at Emily Dragonfly.
I am a god.